Welcome to the Harness the Power of Planning podcast. This is a special podcast that is a 15-minute session where Natasha and I lead you through the prompts that you need in order to plan your week before it begins. We like to plan on Sunday afternoons, and so we've recorded this as a podcast so you can listen to it on whatever day works for you, at whatever time works for you. Whenever you want to plan your week, just come back and listen to this podcast, and we will guide you through the process. Planning makes everything easier, and the best way to make sure that you're planning is to make it a habit. So set a time and a day, and you're way more likely to get it done. Now, our special podcast. Hey, welcome to your weekly 15-minute Pomodoro planning the week session.
What's a Pomodoro?
A Pomodoro is where you set a specific amount of time to accomplish a specific thing, and this helps you to make planning a habit.
So yeah, we got 15 minutes on the clock, and we are just going to go ahead, since it's Sunday night, we're going to go ahead and set up your next week. So grab your planner, grab your pencil, your pens, whatever it is that you like to use when you go ahead and get into your planner, and let's start planning.
Yeah. So step one, look at your monthly calendar and move any appointments that you have written down there into your weekly planner with time blocking notations.
Right, so anything that's in the monthly calendar, put it over in the weekly calendar. Now, I also have some things scheduled in my Google Calendar as well, so I'm taking a look at that as well, because I have some things that are recurring on a weekly basis that just populate in that calendar. Okay, so now you want to think about your values, the values that you're working on living, and think about how you can schedule any of those things into this week. So whether those are date nights or nights with friends or self-care nights or time with children, this is a great opportunity to get that. Also exercise, creative time. Get that time in. It doesn't just happen.
Scheduling some phone calls with some out-of-town friends, mm-hmm. making sure that that gets in too.
Next, schedule in any to-dos that you might have and think about, you know, when's the best time to get them done efficiently. Don't schedule things that require a lot of brain processing power, you know, late at night if you know that doesn't work for you. And be sure to time block them. So consider how much time they'll actually take.
Also, this is also when I like to go ahead and just jot in my meal plans, what I'm going to be doing each week. I have a spot at the very, very top that I reserve to put in for our dinners.
And this is also a good place to think about, are there some tasks that you need to do that you might not be thinking about in terms of like a bigger deliverable that's required? Like, for instance, if you're doing a dinner party Friday night, do you have a grocery shopping trip planned into your week? Or if you have a presentation that you have to deliver, have you scheduled in time to practice that presentation? So that's kind of like invisible work.
Right. If you're going out of town, when are you going to pack?
Yeah. Write that in. Now, this might be a good time to make a note of anything that you have to tell anyone else in your family, either events that you need to remind your kiddo that they have, if they're not super good at keeping track of their calendar yet. And also, like for instance, I have an appointment that requires my husband to pick up our daughter for something that he doesn't usually pick her up for. So I will be sure to tell him that after I'm done with this. We also have a little whiteboard in the kitchen where we put these things that are kind of unusual and affect all of us there so that they're front and center when that day happens. We do things a little different, me and my family. We just use what I call a partner page where I just kind of fill out, this is what I'm gonna do after I finish doing my planner. Just fill out a page for the week. My husband really likes to have a hard copy of something that he can carry around with him all week. He puts it in his planner, just sticks it in for the week, and has that same kind of information. Who needs to pick up whom when, other appointments, and things that he needs to know about. And as we wind down this Pomodoro session, this is the point at where I look at tomorrow. So these few things that we're gonna do right now, these are things you might do every day this week. So as I'm looking at my calendar, I'm gonna just start setting my alarms for tomorrow into my phone. So any appointments that I have tomorrow, I wanna give myself a 10 or 15 or 30 minute alarm, depending on if I have to drive there, if I have to log on or do any prep. Think about anything that you need for tomorrow. So if you are going to an event, maybe you want to pick out your outfit. If you have to go somewhere, maybe you want to put anything that you need to take with you by the door, and also to prepare for your morning routine. So whatever it is that you like to do in the morning, Natasha has a great one about journaling. Go ahead.
Yeah, just I put my book out on my nightstand with it open and the pen or pencil right there, because even if it's closed, I will forget it. Right, that works for my brain. Also, putting a glass of water out the night before so I can get my water in the morning.
So set any of those things out so that you are setting yourself up for success tomorrow. It's like giving your future self a gift. It's really great. And that is our 15-minute Pomodoro session.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again next Sunday right here so that you can make planning a habit.
Thanks for joining us for the Harness the Power of Planning podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe wherever you listen.